My first guest in this edition is Shira Toplitz of Roll Call Newspaper. We want to get her inside reporting and analysis of Pennsylvania Senator Arlen Specter's decision to bolt the Republican Party after serving there for nearly 30 years as a U.S. Senator. He is now officially a Democrat and will run for another term in 2010 on the Democratic ticket. And Shira, thanks so much for being with us.
Thanks for having me.
What ultimately made this decision for Arlen Specter?
Well, he's saying a couple things have helped him make this decision. First of all, apparently he went into the field last week. He did some polling in Pennsylvania. And if that polling, if his personal campaign polling is anything like the public polls we've seen, they're pretty bad for him. It showed Specter trailing by double digits to a former representative, very conservative former congressman named Pat Toomey, who's not nearly as well known as Specter in the state, but still was defeating him by double digits, something like 15 to 20 points in the primary. These polls did not look good. So the first thing was Specter said this helped him make his decision. I think it's very interesting that he's very willing to say, very open about the fact that this was a political decision. If you look at polling, it's a political decision. Now, the other thing he mentioned that helped him with this decision is that he saw other Republicans across the state just not giving him the support that he's had in the past.
Shira, Arlen Specter has never been the darling of the Republican Party, but he was able to beat Pat Toomey narrowly in 2004 in the Republican primary. As you pointed out, the polls now suggest that Toomey would win quite handily. What has happened in the past 6 years? I know Specter's taken a lot of heat for the stimulus bill. Other issues include immigration reform, stem cells, and so forth. What is the biggest reason he's so much less popular in his own party?
Oh, I think there were things going on both in Washington, D.C. and back home in Pennsylvania. I think we'll start first with Washington, D.C. There are fewer moderate Republican and Democratic senators now in Washington than there were in the past. When there were more of them, they could kind of band together. And I think we remember the Gang of 14 when judiciary nominees were trying to get pushed through a few years ago. A lot of those people have lost re-election or retired. So he's just not in his good moderate company as a moderate Republican as he was in the past, or some people would call him a liberal Republican. I guess now we just call him a Democrat. Then secondly, and perhaps more importantly for Specter, was back home in Pennsylvania. Pennsylvania over the past 5.5 years has seen an incredible switch, two huge waves in which Republican voters have switched over to become Democratic voters. And it happened at two specific instances over the course of the past 5.5 years or so. When Governor Ed Rendell ran for his first election, and this is 2002, when he ran for his first election, he made a very, very active effort to switch Republicans over to Democrats to vote for him in the closed primary. In fact, they were called Rendellicans. Now, the second huge wave happened actually just last year when the presidential primary played out between Barack Obama and Hillary Clinton in Pennsylvania. And then we saw a second huge wave of Republicans switching over to become Democrats in this closed primary. If Arlen Specter had wanted to run as a Republican, he had said, and rightfully so, that he would have had to make a huge, huge effort to re-register all of these Democrats as Republicans just for him.
Why the effort? And we've heard the report, Shira, that the field is basically going to be cleared for Arlen Specter on the Democratic side. Others may run, but the party's officially endorsing him and will use all its machinery to support him. Why take that huge of a step when A, he could have been vulnerable even if he survived the primary, or they could have beaten perhaps the Republican that would have defeated him in the primary. Why roll out the red carpet so much for this guy?
Senator Specter has been around D.C. and been around politics for a long time. He wouldn't make a big move like this unless he was getting something in return. We don't know everything right now, and we might not know everything until 2011, to be honest with you. But I think there were other parts of this deal that we definitely don't know about yet.
What might else be part of the equation?
Certain committee chairmanships that he could be offered, something to sweeten the deal in 2 years. They're not going to give it to him right now because that just looks too political. But, you know, they could say he switched to become a Democrat. This is all hypothetical. You switch to become a Democrat, the president campaigns for you, Governor Ed Rendell, as Senator Specter just said actually on TV, that Governor Ed Rendell would campaign for him. We do all this stuff for you, you win re-election, and we will give you the gavel to some high-powered committee for the next, as long as we're in power.
What about the other candidates that were mulling this race? Joe Sestak is one, Allison Schwartz is another. There were probably some others, given that this was one of the more vulnerable seats that the Republicans need to defend. Now the Democrats have to defend it, of course. Are we going to expect them to just be good little soldiers, or are they going to perhaps get in the race even though they'd be at a serious disadvantage given the fact that the party's not supporting them?
Well, the only announced candidate in the race so far has indicated that he's staying in. His name is Joe Torsella. He's not very well known, but he did raise quite a bit of money. He would have run for the Democratic nod, and because given the state of electoral politics in Pennsylvania, probably had a shot in the general against Toomey. Not against Spector, but against Toomey. This guy, Joe Torsella, has already said he's staying in the race. Now, the bigger name candidates, as you say, Allison Schwartz, Joe Sestak, Patrick Murphy's another one. Those are the three I've been hearing all along for the past 6 to 8 months were interested in running. Out of those three, my sources told me that Representative Sestak really was the only one who was seriously considering running for it in the past few months, much seriously than the other two candidates. And he just said on MSNBC that he's keeping the door open. Now, I don't know if he's gotten the memo yet that if he runs for the Democratic primary against Spector, he'll also be running against President Obama campaigning for him, but that'll all play out in the next couple days.
What can we expect in terms of the electorate's response to this? We obviously, as you mentioned, have more Democratic voters in Pennsylvania than we did 6 years ago, the last time Arlen Specter ran. But what's generally the response when a candidate who was previously elected from a different party tries to run for re-election with a new party?
Well, I think there are very few historical examples of this. I think that Jefford Switch, obviously, earlier this decade, is definitely a big one. In terms of party switchers, it's rare on the statewide level. It certainly happens on the congressional level. There are certainly several Democrats in the House right now that I can think of that were former Republicans. Oftentimes they're well-received, but none of them were nearly as known as Arlen Specter. It's kind of a huge question mark. I've seen polling that shows Democrats are very receptive to Arlen Specter. His numbers with Democrats are phenomenal, especially compared to his numbers with Republicans. So they might just take him in with open arms.
We're talking with Shira Toplitz of Roll Call. And Shira, the only statement I heard from Senate Republican leader Mitch McConnell is that he's claiming this is a Pennsylvania issue more than some sort of symbol of what's happening on a national level politically. What else have you heard from the Republicans, and how in general are they reacting to all this?
Well, here's how I wrote the story. Republicans have basically said to Specter, good riddance. We only, you know, I think the undertones here, we only liked you because we had you, because you were part of the party, you know, and at this point, they just really, the message is good riddance.
And in terms of the upcoming votes, how much might that have played into this? Arlen Specter perhaps looking forward to this vote on energy, which would be a cap and trade, very unpopular in the Republican Party. Same thing coming up on health care reform, which he is probably more active on than he is on energy issues. Would that have basically sealed his fate if he had not switched parties?
Oh, I think it would have been a big problem for him. I don't think it was... Yeah, I think his fate was already sealed, I'll be honest with you, Greg. I don't think there's anything he really could have done if he continued to run as a Republican. I think those kinds of votes and voting for those things would have merely been nails in the coffin.
And what about on the Republican side? Obviously, Pat Toomey had jumped in the race with the intent of challenging Specter in the primary. Is the field now just cleared for him, or can we expect some other Pennsylvania Republican figures to jump in? Maybe a second go-around for Rick Santorum or another Republican member of Congress?
Oh, I don't think... Rick Santorum is likely to get in again. I do hear that they are looking at some other candidates. I had one well-placed source tell me that State Senator Joe Scarnati, a leader in the Republican Senate there, could be considering it. But that's just from one source. I have not talked to Scarnati myself and talked to him. We'll see about that. I think everyone's just kind of in shock today. And give it a day or two, and we'll see who else gets in.
Going back to what you mentioned a few minutes ago, Shira, and that's potential committee chairmanships, most likely in the next Congress if Specter is reelected rather than the current one.
Right.
We know just a couple years ago, before Democrats won control, he was chairman of the Senate Judiciary Committee. I know he's also on the Appropriations Committee and some others, Veterans Affairs maybe. What chairmanship might he be in line for?
Oh, gosh. Well, I think obviously he'd want to be back on the judiciary, but he doesn't. It's hard for him because the current chair actually has more seniority than he does. And he mentioned this at his press conference. So I think that's obviously his first choice.
And just in terms of his health, Arlen Specter will be 80 years old next year. He survived two different bouts of cancer this term alone. He also had open heart surgery back in the 90s. Mm-hmm. How ready is he for not only a fairly vigorous campaign, but another 6 years in Washington?
Well, we have a saying here at the office. I think you'll enjoy it, Greg. Arlen Specter beats terminal diseases, so candidates don't really stand a chance. And what we mean by that is, he is a very active, and despite all of this, healthy 80-year-old. I mean, he defies conventional wisdom, as we've seen today, in so many ways.
Shira, we will certainly keep track of the 2010 Senate race in Pennsylvania and any other implications that arise as a result of this move today by Senator Specter. Thanks so much for your time today.
Thanks for having me.
Shira Toplitz of Roll Call Newspaper. This is Dateline Washington.